The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This has been named Radio Game Magazine. Point of trivia, do any of you remember what game won the year before we started our dynasty with Radio Game Magazine? Steve, you have a guess?
Was it Toaster Talk?
No, it wasn't Toaster Talk. No, that was like Best Newcomer, I think.
Okay. I was going to say, I know Toaster Talk had a bit of a run.
You're going to feel bad if you don't remember because it's so obvious.
I think it was Wheel of Meat.
No.
No.
No, that's the one I used to listen to on the way to school with Dean and Roger.
Well, I think they had won it a couple times.
But yeah, they were great.
Yeah.
Just retired in Houston, I think. No, it was War of the Roses.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that got it, huh?
It got disqualified because they found out it was basically Milli Vanilli, all fake.
Yeah, it was less of a game and more of a serial drama.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah. But there were a lot of other games that won before that that were great games. So it's an honor to have won any of the times and be nominated year after year, but to win 14 years in a row. I mean, we are the Boston Celtics. We are the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
We are a dynasty.
It's true, yeah.
I can't believe this. Yeah. I mean, Danger Dice was threatening for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Danger Dice.
That was where you got a washer and a dryer and you hung it from a crane and you wrote the numbers on the side in spray paint and then you drop them.
I like that name. I think we got to turn that into something.
What I said about the washer and dryer with the spray painted numbers, I tried to get that through. And the big hang up was from our boss at the time, Tango Tango. I don't know where we'd get the washer and dryer.
Yeah.
That's the only problem you have? Yep. So you think we can get the crane and everything else?
Can't find them anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I'll get the washer and dryer. I don't want to do it. All right, let's play this fun game. Ronnie joins us. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, bud. How are you?
Good. Great. At work.
Ronnie's in Grand Rapids. Claudio is in Albany. Hello, Claudio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very, very good.
Thank you.
This game, your buzzer, your name will be your buzzer. You got to identify the blank when Maitland says, name the, and she might say, name the year, and then play an audio clue that would help you name that year. But it might not be that simple. It might be the name of a band. Maybe the band is a year, like 1975. Who knows? Only you and us, maybe. If you hear us buzz in, we're just trying to get our spot right. Only guess once per clue. Here we go.
Yes, we're going with an Easter and 420 theme because there's surprisingly a lot of overlap with them two holidays.
Is it? Holidays?
Yep.
They do happen to fall on the same day.
This year, yes.
Weird.
Who knows? But Ronnie, Claudio, test your buzzers, please.
Claudio.
Ronnie.
Great job. Thank you.
Oh, Ronnie, here's Ronnie with a double push.
Yep, Ronnie.
Everyone in the room?
Okay. Howling.
Perfect. We are ready to name these blanks. Thanks, Tommy. Name the fruit.
Dopest dope I've ever smoked. Hands down, dopest dope I've ever smoked.
Right, not here. Better than the Blue Oyster. It can't be. I can't handle better than
this
that.
This is like, if that Blue Oyster met that Afghan Kush I had, and they had a baby, and then...
Kelly.
I think Tommy might have been in before me.
Oh, I thought you were saying Tommy. Like, that's the answer.
But
Tommy.
I thought so.
I said pineapple.
That is correct.
Meanwhile, that crazy Northern Light stuff I had,
what a great
and the
movie.
Super Red Espresso Snowflake, met and had a baby, and by some miracle, those two babies met and this would be the that they birthed.
I totally get why Seth Rogen's never working with him, and I'm perfectly fine with Seth Rogen saying, I'm not even his friend.
Yeah, let's not do that anymore.
But I do miss them as a pair.
Mm-hmm.
Just selfishly from a viewer's perspective and from the entertainment.
Well, they wrote a lot together, right?
Yeah, they did a lot together.
They did The Interview and This Is the End. Mm-hmm. And then in This Is the End, they joked about filming Pineapple Express 2, and that was really funny.
Yeah. Yep.
What could have been?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Tommy takes an early lead. We move to blank number two. Name the villain.
420 was the birthday of Austrian-born German politician and the leader of the National Socialist German Workers Party.
Claudio.
Austrian born, is it Hitler?
It is.
A fella went by the name of but this guy, there's a picture of him. Very compelling kind of a figure. Odd looking duck. There's something about his eyes. Hypnotic. His eyes are almost entirely black. He was a decorated veteran of World War I. And he joined the war. Hold the fort. He hated Jews. I'm sick of these kind of characters.
Damn
I think
it.
We should kill Hitler. Me and you, go suicide, kill him.
It was like, he died 50 years ago, probably.
Did he? I didn't even know he was sick.
Norm MacDonald, what a treasure.
That is my...
Hold the fort. I hated
you. My favorite line ever of any comedian is, I didn't even know he was sick. I have to hold that in every time I hear that somebody died.
This world did not deserve Norm MacDonald.
No, we did not.
No.
Mm-mm. Tommy has one, Claudio has one, and the fact that goes along with that, Nazis are still bad, and it's okay to punch them. But yeah, the evil mustache man was born on 420.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number three, name the Easter Bunny.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, up and down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity. Easter is on his way.
Oh, Tommy.
This time, why don't we keep it light? Remember, it's for children, and he's a bunny.
Do you understand what's happening here?
Who's first?
I was.
Hot Wings.
Liam Neeson.
That is correct.
He's hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hoppity. He's coming. He's an unstoppable force. Measured. Inevitable. Eggs aren't the only thing that'll be dying tonight.
I'm sorry, is that the bunny saying that?
If you have to ask, you don't understand the bunny's mindset.
I think I do. He's a bunny bringing candy to children.
Yes, he's a bunny. But a bunny's laying eggs. He's a freak of nature, a confused, grotesque monster. There's no telling what he's capable of.
What is this from?
That's Liam Neeson. It's some late night show, and it's Liam Neeson auditioning to be the Easter Bunny, and then there's other clips of him auditioning to be Cupid and other like holiday mascots.
I love that a lot. I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Switzerland, instead of an Easter Bunny, they have an Easter Cuckoo. The cuckoo symbolizes birth and renewal, just like the Easter Bunny. And so the cuckoo brings eggs instead of a rabbit. To be fair, it's not actually that weird. At least cuckoos actually lay eggs.
Yeah, it feels weird because we're used to the bunny. But when you think about it, that one does take the cake.
Yes. So Hot Wings has one. Tommy has one. Claudio has one. Blank number four, name the body parts.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Body parts.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Kelly? Kelly.
Is it lips?
Nope. The song title is, Does anybody else got a guess?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Claudio.
Claudio.
Is it hand?
It is not hands. Ronnie, were you trying to buzz in there?
Ronnie, leg.
It's not legs. Steve.
Joints?
Joints! Yeah.
Smoke two joints, right?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now it's so obvious.
I was like, wait a minute, I know this song.
Smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints and then I smoke two more.
The term joint to refer to a marijuana cigarette is believed to have originated from the French word joindre, which means to join. This is likely due to the fact that a joint is formed by joining together a piece of rolling paper and cannabis. Additionally, the term may have been influenced by the slang use of joint to describe a gathering or a meeting place where people might smoke marijuana together. Number five, name the cereal.
I love Right Fruity. It's a part of his complete breakfast.
Audio.
It's just for kids.
Ronnie.
Fruity Pebbles?
It is not Fruity Pebbles. Claudio.
Trick.
It's Trick.
This stick will make it just for rabbits. Sweet, colorful, bursting with fruity flavor. Finally, it's mine.
Yours?
Are for rabbits, see? Whoops.
A sticker. Silly rabbits are for kids.
Oh, I'm stuck.
The Trix rabbit has only gotten his paws on the cereal twice. General Mills executives, after withholding from the rabbit for 7 years, became worried that they were sending the wrong message to kids by having the rabbit always fall short of his aspirations. They then put the rabbit's cereal fate to a vote in 1976 with slogans like, "Let the rabbit eat Trix," which beckoned to kids on cereal boxes to send in box tops with their votes. 99% of the votes declared yes, and they used a similar campaign in 1980, the last time anyone has ever seen the rabbit get a spoonful of Trix.
I remember 1981. I was very invested.
I love the classic market overthink, because I know when I was a kid, I thought, man, if that rabbit can't get that cereal, what's the point of me trying anything ever?
Right?
Who got that one?
Claudio.
Claudio's got two.
Hell yeah, brother. Number six, name the common theme.
It's me, Jessica.
Kelly.
Chicks.
Chicks.
Of course. White Chicks.
Oh. There's always a White Chicks for a Sunny in Philadelphia one. And I've gotten none of them ever.
Maitland's North Star.
Tomorrow, tonight.
Sorry. C minus.
Yes, those clips are from The Hot Chick, The Chicks, Goodbye Earl, and, as you guys mentioned, White Chicks, the greatest film of all time, cinematic masterpiece. Now, like rabbits and hares and egg, eggs and chicks are often associated with Easter because in pagan times, they were signs of fertility and new life. Hmm. Number eight, name the hero.
Take one step, you got it in you. Kids just keep getting harder to find, and all your kids ain't bringing you.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history.
Sorry, I forgot to pause. Claudio.
420 man.
420 man? Who are you? No. Hot Wing.
Eggman.
It's not Eggman.
Oh.
I think he might get to it here in a second.
Been had a little horsey named Paul Revere.
Steve?
Steve?
Paul Revere?
It's Paul Revere!
One lonely beast, T.I.P. All by myself without nobody.
That first song was 4 Years Strong, Paul Revere's Midnight Ride. The second one, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Kicks. And this is Beastie Boys, Paul Revere. And Paul Revere's Midnight Ride on April 18th, 1775, was a key event in the lead up to the Revolutionary War, part of a system to alert patriots in Massachusetts that British troops were approaching. He and others like William Dawes and Samuel Prescott rode through the night to warn leaders like Sam Adams and John Hancock about the impending British attack. And finally, blank number eight.
Free beer.
Yes, Whoa. Free beer.
Always Sunny.
No.
Free beer.
No. Wait. Yeah, free beer.
Danny DeVito.
No. Name the hairstyle.
Oh, free beer.
Free beer. Kelly.
We can go to the park, at the dog, smoke that tumbleweed.
Hot wings.
Kelly.
Afro.
Oh, damn it.
Singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bong like Cheech and Chong. We sell tapes from here to Hong Kong. So roll my joint. Pick out the season stems.
Does he have any love songs that aren't about his love for weed?
This is a love song. It's about love for all the various ladies of America.
The 83.
Cadillac Coupe
and Australia and Japan and Hawaii.
Well, it was just sundown in a small white town. They called it Eastside Palmdale.
Wow.
That's a fine round.